Now look at extract 2.
Extract 2. Questions 37 to 42.
Extract 2.
Okay, today we're speaking to Jennifer Spencer, who is a gastroenterologist and has a lot of experience with celiac disease. Could you tell us, Jennifer, what is celiac disease and how does it affect us?
Well, put simply, celiac disease is a digestive condition where the small intestine becomes inflamed and thus unable to absorb nutrients. Common symptoms include diarrhea, stomach cramps, flatulence, bloating, and abdominal pain. If left untreated, it can lead to further symptoms such as fatigue, a result of malnutrition, problems with pregnancy, and, in prepubescent children, it can actually lead to less than expected growth and delays in puberty.
Right, so what causes the disease?
Well, to provide a little more detail, celiac is an autoimmune condition where the body's immune system mistakenly starts to attack healthy tissue. Those who have the disease possess immune systems which will attack substances found in gluten as they are perceived as a threat to the body. Despite what many believe, celiac is not actually an allergy or intolerance to gluten. In fact, it is unknown exactly why the body behaves in the way it does towards gluten, although it is likely to be a combination of both genetics and environment.
So the disease is essentially caused by gluten?
Essentially, yes. As a result, those who are diagnosed with the condition tend to find that their symptoms desist once they have embarked upon a gluten-free diet.
And how many people are affected with this disease?
Quite a lot, actually. It's estimated that around 1 in 100 people in the UK have the disease. However, this is commonly thought to be an underestimate due to the number of people who will have milder forms of the disease and thus will never report it, and also due to the instances of misdiagnosis, which often label the condition as IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, or other digestive conditions. The situation is made more complicated by the fact that the disease can actually develop at any age, right from infancy, for example, between 8 to 12 months old, all the way to later adulthood, commonly from ages 40 to 60. There also seems to be an imbalance between the sexes in terms of those affected, with 2 to 3 times more women than men reporting as having the disease.
Why do you believe that is?
Well, some put part of the disparity down to the fact that women are more likely than men to report illnesses in general. However, this factor by itself does not explain the extent of the difference between the numbers affected. As I said previously, celiac is an autoimmune condition, and women generally tend to suffer more than men from such conditions. I think this factor explains the greatest part of the disparity. Although it's not known exactly why women are more susceptible to such conditions on the whole.
You mentioned before that it's likely that many people have the condition and yet are not diagnosed with it. How can this situation be tackled so that those who do have the disease can identify it and make appropriate alterations?
So the first thing to do is observe one's own reactions to food. There are many who will suffer some of the symptoms previously mentioned when eating gluten, but in a mild enough form that they haven't made any alterations to their diet, or perhaps they haven't identified exactly what it is in their diet that is causing the adverse reactions. So keeping a food diary can be helpful in this instance in order to keep some sort of record. Also, as part of what causes the condition is genetic, it is worth testing for celiac if you have a first-generation relative who has been diagnosed with the condition. A final point to consider is that if you suffer from one autoimmune disease, such as hyperthyroidism, it is likely that you could suffer from other autoimmune conditions also, so it's worth being extra vigilant in relation to celiac if you do have other such conditions. I do want to stress, though, the importance of recognising the condition as early as possible. One of the rarer yet more serious links to celiac disease is bowel cancer. There was an instance of a patient I worked with who had been diagnosed with bowel cancer and who had also been suffering with an undetected case of celiac disease for what was estimated to be many years. Fortunately, she was successfully treated for the cancer and she has maintained a gluten-free diet since. Over 10 years later, there has been no recurrence of the cancer and she is still living quite healthily. Detecting that she was celiac much earlier could well have helped to prevent the development of the cancer in the first place.